Welcome back, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Everybody ready for the holidays?
Yeah, I'm pretty much ready. I literally only have a few things left to give. Or to get.
Get?
Sorry, to give. Well, to give and to get.
I have no Christmas presents. I know. I didn't get anything.
Good. Your gifts suck. No, I'm just kidding. No.
I really didn't. This year was like, fuck, dude.
Who cares? I don't think, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's the most wonderful.
Everybody's chilling anyway at home by themselves with their own family, so.
Yeah, Christmas is, I love Christmas too, though.
I do like Christmas. I do like getting with people, and I do like Thanksgiving with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. But
it just sucks because work takes over because everybody has to work the very next day, and you know, so it's just like everybody eats and it gets full, but everybody doesn't want to eat and run, you know.
Well, I think you make it up for the summertime because I think you have something going on every weekend.
Yeah, I feel like we always still have something going on every weekend.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's how I've been feeling lately.
Super busy.
Like every weekend, I'm like, I'm going to do this.
Well, because the holidays too are busy. You have to go visit everybody, do this, go to that party, do this.
Shop. You guys got to shop.
Shop.
I told myself I'm not doing it. I don't want to get out there in the streets.
I did everything online.
You did?
Yeah, I had
that was my biggest thing is I didn't want to get out there in the streets. I didn't want to get out there and I haven't bought myself anything like clothing wise or a big gift in fucking all year.
Like do it. Treat yourself to a Christmas gift.
I've been treating myself a lot this Christmas.
Yeah. You have? Mm-hmm. Yourself?
Mm-hmm. Girl, oh, go, girl. No, I feel like I have anyway.
I feel like you should.
Yeah.
I feel like I literally was just telling my mom, I have not bought myself something, like a shirt or pants, since like the beginning of almost this time last year.
Yeah. Nope.
Like seriously, Christmas time last year, I may have gotten me a few things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I get the essentials, deodorant, you know. But
I mean, I literally just got a new vehicle, a new truck, but a month ago.
Uh-huh. Like, I haven't got anything, like, awesome in a
while. That's a big one. We're looking at houses already.
That's so fun.
You mean I've been looking at houses for you for fucking months now?
You should be our realtor.
I should be a realtor.
You should.
I am on realtor.com all the time. I'm like, dude.
You should. I mean, you're married. I'll be like the realtor.
I'll be like the TJ Maxx version of a realtor. Not too
What's
fancy.
What's wrong with TJ Maxx?
No, I'm TJ Maxx. Not too fancy, but not too.
TJ Maxx is my fancy.
Like,
I love
TJ Maxx. Like Ross is a little bit below TJ Maxx. Just a little bit.
All right. Now you're just discriminating.
No,
I like them both.
I'm trying to put it in level. I love them both too.
Honestly, I hardly either go to both because I'm always home, and I always, if I need something, I look it up online and order it.
I know. Yeah. See, a lot of people do online shopping. I just don't think.
I
like going in the store.
You got it filled. You know, I do that when I buy myself stuff.
Me and my niece, we kept touching things at the store.
You're a toucher, filler,
Yeah, well, I'm a toucher too.
My hands are clean. I wash my hands.
Well, I'm not a size 6, so I definitely have to go trash it.
No,
there's no way I'm gonna go. Ordering on clothes online, not for me. Not for this.
Yeah, true. I don't really trust ordering clothes online.
But a toy. I mean,
all my clothes are all just old clothes.
I just barely started buying stuff just like online. I never used to.
Really?
Yeah, I bought myself a couple years I have there, but that's about it.
Well, I think when we get all this change, I just thought about that last night too.
Anyway, whole year's been change.
No, I'm talking about money.
Oh, when you get this,
coin.
Yeah.
What about it,
dude? Could you imagine just being able to just do whatever you want?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Anything you want. I mean,
you still can.
I mean, you kind of can.
Well, I guess you
kind
of can.
Yeah. Always.
I always
am like, it's already mine.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's all about the way you think, girl. It's already yours. So don't say when or.
As I say, when.
When. Yeah.
Girl, but.
You already know you're getting it, but.
Yes.
Anyway.
Mine's just a, like a little PSA. But it's a story I feel that needs to be told because I think nowadays any little information that can keep you safe.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes. Agreed.
Can help.
Stay away from white vans. I get that.
So I recently heard this on Crime Junkie, the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And she heard it from a podcast called Something Was Wrong. And she did a little interview. Not a little interview. She did an interview with a woman's experience that she had while living in Denver. I think full in town high Denver, but in Denver. Yeah. But her name was Jez, and she was actually a resident of a small town in Wyoming, but they never said what town.
Shut up.
Yeah, I know. And if she hears this, I want to know what town it was.
Oh my goodness.
Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
We're Wyoming awesome. Girls. No, I think we could say that.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
It's a no, go. No. That's not a secret. We're from Wyoming. If you can't tell.
Jeez. Oh, gosh.
Oh, what the shit we talk about. But anyways. This girl was named Jez. And Jez. I'm just going off of memory. I didn't write notes. But she was just, I don't know if she went to school or just moved there on a whim. So she grew up in a small town in Wyoming. Yeah. Went to Idaho for a little bit and then decided, I don't know, for school or just whatever she wanted to do, but she ended up moving to, like I said, the suburbs of Denver.
Mm.
And while she was there, she said she wanted to, like, meet people, go out and do something. And this was in 2013.
How old was she?
Crap, I think I forgot. Sorry. I forgot. She was probably early 20s, you know, early
20s. Oh, they have to go to the bars.
Yeah.
Least. Okay.
Yes. Her name was Jez, but anyway, so she ended up going on Plenty of Fish, and this was in 2013. She went on Plenty of Fish and just wanted to meet people and go out. She said she was a big extrovert, like whatever, like she, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so she got on Plenty of Fish and met this guy named Jordan. I think I heard the last name. I don't remember too much about it, but anyways, his name was Jordan. He was good looking. So he was online. I guess you could tell when you're online Plenty of Fish.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up chatting it up, and I guess he invited her to dinner. So she said, what the hell, why not, you know?
Yeah.
So they're going to go to dinner, and they picked, I think he picked the Old Chicago. Mm-hmm. And, what, is that scary?
No, I'm just like,
she's thinking yum.
Yeah, I like pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which she did too. She liked the Sicilian pizza rolls.
Mm.
And they are pretty good. And they have some chicken buffalo stuff too. Mm, so good. Anyways, so he's like, hey, yeah, let's meet up. And he's like, all right, how about the Old Chicago? All right, so whatever. So she goes down there and he's running late. He's like texting her saying, oh, I'm in traffic or whatever, this, this, and that. I even said he got pulled over. Like, it goes on and on. Anyways, this guy, Jordan, he says, hey, how about you order 2 shots of Fireball?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking at Gina?
What?
But anyways, he tells her while he's stuck up in traffic getting pulled over, blah, 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 that he, to order 2 shots of Fireball and, like, you know, just get it going before we get there.
Yeah.
Before I get there. So she orders the 2 shots. The bartender puts them out for her. The guy's still delayed, and I think eventually she's just like, this dude's standing me up. Like, I'm pretty sure he's standing me up, I guess. She's getting stood up. She had never been stood up before. She wasn't expecting that. So she's like, oh, well, whatever. I'll just eat my dinner here. Like,
yeah.
I don't really know anybody, and I'm out. I might just, have my dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she ordered some more of those rolls or something. And she's sitting there, and the bartender... he was just like, hey, do you want me to put the shots in the cooler? It looks like you're waiting. She's like, yeah, I guess. Like, put it in the cooler. If he shows up, he shows up, whatever. Oh, yeah. And he's like, okay. So he grabs the shots and puts them in the cooler for her. Well, there's a guy sitting a couple seats over from her, and he notices, like, she's getting stood up or something. Yeah. And they have sparking conversation. And as they talk and stuff, I think she mentions I was supposed to meet someone, blah, 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 maybe, whatever. Anyways, long story short, I think this guy's trying to be, like, the I'll save you from the...
Captain Save-O.
But anyways, so he's like, hey, do you mind if I scoot over? And she's like, yeah, sure, whatever. And I guess he was okay looking. Like, okay. She's like, I'm just kind of good looking still. Like, whatever. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, sure. And she's like, I wasn't even really, like, sad that that guy stood me up. I didn't know this fucking guy. I just met him off Plenty of Fish. So she's like, I didn't care. Yeah, this guy was talking to me. Or I was like, cool, whatever. She said, they start chatting it up. He seemed fine, normal, whatever. They're enjoying themselves. And she had to go pee. And she says, think about it. I think she was, like, 20, early 20s. So she was like, think about it now. I would never do this now. She's like, but I felt comfortable enough to be like, hey, can you watch my coat and purse? She said she had her purse on the...
No.
I know, right? I know. She even knows now that was dumb. But anyways, she had the purse, but the coat over it. So maybe she thought, like, if he were to, like, have to do that anyways, he'd have to... Everyone's going to see him getting into my purse. Into
yeah.
If he's got one of my coat, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, I go to the bathroom and she's... I don't know if she went pee or not, but she said she went to the bathroom and right after her, was one of the servers. Uh-huh. It was a woman. And I guess she had this, like, panic look on her face, and she told Jez, after she walked back, she's like, I need to talk to you. And Jez was like, made it like a funny joke, like, well, usually I have dinner before. There's not like something funny to that.
Yeah.
Anyways, but, so she made a funny joke, and she's like, and that girl was not having it. She didn't even flinch at my joke. Like, she was just like, looked like kind of panic, like, I need to tell you something.
Yeah.
She said, whatever the reason you're here, that guy got you here. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what? She's thrown out. She's like, what the hell are you talking about, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, this scenario has happened a few times before. And, like, we now...
So he's the guy.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking from the beginning. She thinks 100% sure that that guy is the reason she's there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the guy.
Not Jordan from Plenty of Fish. It wasn't the Jordan from the picture. Yeah. This guy is just some rando. But she said it was decent
looking. That's what she thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's like, this has happened before. The women always come in and order two shots of Fireball. They get stood up. And this guy just so happens to be sitting literally one or two seats down. All the time.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And what he does is schmoo the girl. He convinces them to get a table. They go get a table because it's at the bar.
Yeah.
And later, like when you find out later, there was probably motivation that he, I don't know, there's probably some tactic that he was thinking of, in my mind, to get her to the bar in the first place, because that's just what happened all the time. They go to the bar, they're two shots, they get blah, blah, blah.
I was thinking
He smooshed them to the tables.
Yeah.
He buys them dinner, or they have dinner, and the women always seem to be way drunk, or sorry, the women seem to be way more drunk than what they should have be in the amount of drinks they were served.
Yeah.
Shut up. Spiking their...
That's just, who knows? Either they're just lightweights, they're having a good time, maybe whatever, or he's slipping them some. So the girl's panicking in the bathroom, could let Jez, she's like, my drink's out there, you know? Uh-huh. And I just went to the bathroom. And that girl's like, yeah. So anyways, the women that they've seen before seem a little too, you know, more intoxicated than they should be. And they always leave together. And they never see that lady again.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And they don't ever hear like anything
of it.
That lady's been.
And he always pays cash.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Very creepy. So anyways, she's thinking too, well, if this is like, she's like, you're freaking me out. She's like, my wallet's out there. Like,
yeah, forget the cash. You can find out where I live.
My ID is in there.
Yeah.
And my address is on there.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like really freaking out. Like, what you're saying is true, this guy could be looking at my address right now. So anyway, she's like, what? And she's like, yeah, we haven't had a chance to even intervene with the other girls. And we didn't even find it a pattern until two or three down the road. You know what I mean? You don't notice
until a pattern.
Yeah. Until they've done it a few times, at least three.
Yeah.
And so she's like, this is our first time, like, able to, like, you know, handle it. And I guess that's one of the reasons why the bartender, the guy... pulled the shots away because he didn't want her to even drink them because he didn't want her to be getting drunk, you know?
Mm-hmm, smart.
Well, what if the bartender has something to do with it?
Well,
no, because they're the ones that are helping her at this situation.
Yeah, they already are telling her. That was the waitress.
One of the servers, waitress. Mm-hmm. Yeah, waitress. Followed the woman in there and was
so
like,
they're all been okay, watching this is a scenario. Saying, you know.
So now she's like, oh my God. So she's like, I just wanted to tell you this is what's going on. Like, I just feel like it's the right thing to do. And so she's like, freaking out, you know. She's like, oh, I gotta play it cool when I go back out there.
Yeah.
And so she's like, the first thing I did when I went out there is say, I wasn't really feeling that drink, let me try something else, you know what I mean, right away. So she didn't have the drink.
Mm-hmm.
Smart. And then they were still chatting and he wanted to buy her dinner, still persistently wanted to buy stuff for her, like more drinks, more dinner,
wanted her to eat whatever he eats.
Or just schmoozing, like the whole I'll pay for it, you know, or this is a nice guy, you know, whatever. And like she said, he wasn't like some old creepy looking dude. It was some regular, like maybe kind of good looking guy.
Ooh.
So, but she's like, I didn't even like notice him texting somebody, because while she was in the restaurant, he was obviously there while she was texting Jordan from Plenty of Fish. Asking him where he's at.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I don't know if I just wasn't paying attention. He could have. She's like, but I remember him having his phone out, and I didn't remember, like, it communicating with mine.
Yeah.
Even if she was being nosy. But she said he could have been headed on the side. It could have been whatever.
Uh-huh.
She said, but the weird part is when she went to call that number, which I think I left out. When she's texting the Jordan number, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is all before the lady followed her into the bathroom. I forgot. She's texting them. And then she tried to call it. And she said when she went to call it, it said that this number was no longer, like, in service or not a working number.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, how is that even possible if we were just texting? You know? And, like, they think maybe
it could have been a
burner phone or, like,
text apps.
A text app or something. Because this was 2013, so they could have something like that.
Yeah.
I remember when that was kind of popular back then, too.
Mm-hmm.
The prank shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still out there.
Yeah, it is. But anyways, so she was like, that was weird, too, that number was not in service after I was just texting the guy.
Yeah.
But she's like, maybe I missed it. He could have clearly been that guy, but they're thinking, what if there was two guys? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What if he was the guy to get the girl?
The decoy. Yeah.
Because
to get the girl.
So, long story short. Okay, so she goes back. Like I said, she refused the drink. She got something different. She doesn't want him to pay for his dinner. He keeps persisting. Let me pay for it. No, I'm good. And he's like, well, hey, we should go to another place that serves like good lemon drops or a martini or something. That's really, really good. We should go there. And she was like, no, like, I'm okay. He's like, no, they're really good. Like, you know, so he's like, really, he's trying to get her from A to B. He wants to get her out of there. He wants her to leave with her. He's trying to get her to go all these places. He even mentions another place. Well, there's this place just next door. Like, literally, like, just
being persistent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finally, she was like, I'm still trying to be nice. I don't want to, like, piss him off, but at the same time, I keep holding my ground.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, so I'm telling him politely, no. She said, then I made up a story that, it looks like my friend, I won't be alone, so after all, my friend is going to come meet me, you know, down here to have a drink. And he was like, well, tell your friend to just send me this at that place I was talking about with the good drinks.
Give it up, bro.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and I don't know how he's talking. I don't know if he's talking like, no, just let her, you know.
Yeah. He's trying to be smooth. She should have went to the restroom again and, like, kind of signaled the waitress or something like that back into the bathroom with her and take her purse with her. And then, like, could have called somebody, could have told the waitress
dipped out the side.
Help her. Yeah, like.
Yeah, well, I guess thinking in the moment, I think she was hoping that this guy would just give up and be like, ah, fine. Because. Yeah. Which he eventually does, but she says it takes forever for her to be like, she's like, finally I had to be like, no, like, I'm not going with you.
Give it up, dude.
You know, kept, you know, trying to get her out of there, telling her to tell her friend, tell your friend just to meet us at that place, you know?
Yeah.
And she was like, no. And she's like, finally he got, like, mad, like, was getting all, like, mad, you know, irritated. Yeah. She could tell he was getting mad. And he was just like, fine, like, this isn't that. Like, at least let me pay for your meal or something like that. And she was like, no, I can pay for it myself. Like, No. I am good. You know, and she's like, I'm just going to hang out here and just enjoy my dinner and stuff. And I think he ended up just saying, fuck, she's not biting, you know?
Yeah.
She's not giving up.
So he just left?
So he ended up leaving, but she didn't want to leave right away either.
Yeah, me neither. Uh-huh. I wouldn't even want to go home.
So she stayed
anymore.
There for hours, I guess. The waitress and the server were like, bought her meal, or the bartender and the server even bought some more of her rolls and stuff. Like, they didn't want her to leave either. They're like, you stay as long as you need to. And yeah. the bartender ended up walking her out to her car at the end of the night to go home after they noticed he, you know, was gone. But yeah,
I would have been so nervous still, creepy. Even if he knows where I live. I wouldn't even want to go home that night by
But
myself.
Maybe this sting shit is happening. I mean, that was in 2013, but this shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, girl. Really? Yes. It's even better. It's even. Yeah. Bro, somebody will come to your window, like the McDonald's incident. Somebody just knocked on your window. Roll it down.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, they're out there. Scary. Little schemers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but that was
people that come to your door and be like, "Hey, I'm selling this."
A story I heard that I thought I should share. They said to share it.
First of all, stay off plenty of fish. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I know.
There are weirdos everywhere, so you better be careful. Cause,
but, yeah. Girl, some of the strangest people are the people that you know sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know, it's like, think of all the people that you... okay, and they're not all the people, but like some people that you bring into your life.
Not
like,
part of our circle, yeah, that's yeah. for sure, but like, people that has...
Like, you can't really trust somebody like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, hell no. That's why you go with your gut
Be
feeling.
Be careful, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You gotta go with your gut.
Go with your gut, always. You have to, if you get a feel some type of way about somebody, you have to trust that.
Have you ever had that happen
even
to
if you're like
you
I don't know what it is, like but yeah. even though they're really nice.
Just like all kinds of situations. Like, even.
Like, have you gotten to a situation where you felt scared? Like, you were like, I need to fucking act. Like, I gotta. Figure this out right
like
now.
From a predator or from like life scenario.
Yeah, predator, fucking.
Yeah, remember I called called you and Andrew to Exxon because that guy. Remember, was it Exxon and he was wearing the scream mask outside of Exxon?
Oh, that's right.
And I even called the cops and everything, what? And they were like, "Oh, what do you want us to do when officers approach him or whatever?" I'm like. Remove him from the property. Like, dude, he's outside.
Just ask him what's up, man.
What the fuck is he doing outside this gas station? Yeah, freaking wearing a scream mask. He came in and bought a drink. And
with the mask?
No, without it. Then somebody came in and told me, hey, you know you got the scream guy out there? And I was like, what? And that customer who told me that was like a regular. And I was like, what are you talking about? You know? And he's like, yeah, there's some guy out there wearing a scream mask just standing out front. And I was like, what? And he's like, I'm really sorry, but I got to go to work. I was like, oh, hell no. And so that's when I think I called you and Andrew and I called the cops, too. And I was like, yeah, because I seen him out the back because I went to the back door and there's like that brick wall. And he was like chilling in that brick wall right there.
So what happened?
I called the cops. They were like, oh, what do you ask us to do?
Did we come down?
Yeah, and you and Andrew came down.
I mean, I remember her calling me, but I don't remember. I was like,
Andrew approached him and just told him, like, hey, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know? And he was like, oh, nothing. Because he was still behind that brick wall. Nothing, you know? And Andrew's like, hey, well, you got to go. You can't be on this property. Like, you got to get out of here, man. And he was like, all right, you know, whatever, and left. But I'm like,
I'd ask him, why are you wearing the mask, dude? You're scaring people.
Why the mask?
Why the mask?
And I did kind of get a weird feeling because those guys had just like escaped from that jail, and I remember hearing that one of those guys like shot a girl in the face, and like so they were like ruthless people, and that was the night that they actually caught them here on I-80, and freaking
dude,
yeah, and so the whole town was
on edge,
yeah, that was that all same night? Over there. It was that same night, and the
maybe it was him.
No, because, no. yeah, that, no. Because they had pictures of those two guys, and it wasn't that guy. Because it wasn't him. But, that's why none of the cops came to Exxon, though. They just actually ended up calling me back and asked if he was still there and if I was okay. Wow. And I straight up told them. I was like, nah, he's gone, dude. My family took care of it. I called them. Like, straight up. I was like, oh, my God, because I was, like, pissed. I even forgot I even fucking called the fucking cops, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking, dang, Drew, that's pretty ballsy. I mean,
well, Andrew is like a grown man. I mean, yeah, I mean, he should be.
Doing that step was kind of good. Like that.
What do you mean?
Like just somebody showing up like
that. Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. I even had this one guy come in, and thank God this lady that she used to make me earrings all the time and like little doilies and stuff. She was there, thankfully. She was working a graveyard because she took care of like old people. What is that, CNA or something like that at their home. So she was like doing a graveyard, and she stopped there and was chit-chatting with me, and this drunk guy came in. And thought I was somebody else. And then he was reaching in his back pocket because he was, like, talking crap, you know? And we were like, dude, we don't know who you're talking about, you know?
Yeah,
and
who are you?
Yeah, what's going on, you know? And next thing you know, he's, like, reaching in his back pocket. And me and her were just, like just kind of froze. And he pulled out his wallet and grabbed out his credit card and started trying to use it as like a phone.
What?
Oh, no, yeah, no, dude. No, and no, she was like, oh my goodness. Like she was so scared too. I was like, oh, she's about like,
to pull out a gun.
Yeah. So yeah, we had to call the cops on that too. I had to.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's our scary because you freeze in fear and like, later you wish you were reacting because like you should be dialing 911, but you're so terrified, like you don't know what's going on. Your brain's trying to process. So your brain's like, your body's like waiting for your brain to give a signal to go, and your body's like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, because honestly, it feels like it was slow mo when I like think about it and telling you guys. I feel like he was like in slow mo.
Oh, for sure.
Reaching in the back of his pocket, you know, and I was like, oh my God, and. Yeah, we had to call the cops. He ended up leaving, and she was like, oh, you know, like, oh, my goodness, I'm not leaving. Until the cops and all that get in to catch him, and she ended up leaving, though, and
so he ended up
just walking off somewhere.
So he just said, pretended he was on his, like, he was so fucked up, he was, like, pretending
he was so drunk, he got his phone.
So then what happened? He just stumbled out?
Yeah, he just stumbled out, because, yeah, we're like, whoa, dude, and he's actually called for somebody to come pick him up.
So he probably went outside expecting
Yeah, and he just wandered off somewhere else. But and even our friend who worked there,
that's scary.
She had a guy come in there with his freaking pants to his ankles.
I remember that
twice.
Yes,
not twice in the same night, but two different times.
It got crazy in that
little gas station. Fucking A, dude. Gas station. You'll see a lot of crazy shit, man.
That is scary.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Situations like that, you have to, like, act and think. And there's so many different things that are going on in your head.
That's scary.
You do. You see, like, him just standing there right at the door. Her behind the counter kind of frozen for a second. Like, she was kind of saying something. And then as soon as he walked out the door, she, like, immediately, like, went around the counter and went to the door. And I was like, whoa, dude, you know, like.
Maybe she's going to go lock it.
Yeah, she should have, but she said she went to go see which way he went, you know?
Yeah, I would want,
because she has to leave, too.
Yeah, she was there working. It was like a graveyard.
Yeah, so she has to get to her car, too. I mean, she's probably scared, too. Yeah, or you like, and her.
Damn.
I would think the same thing.
Yeah, I always get freaked out like that. I mean, I hate to be that way, but I know I have to be safe.
Yeah, I'm very of people. Yeah. I don't. You have to be at least somewhat. You could be friendly and cordial and stuff, but you have to be wary.
Yeah.
You just never know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's creepy.
Isn't that crazy though? Yes. That girl. So that
That's ballsy anyway. I don't know if I would ever.
So if it's this sting is going on with these women and stuff, it's like what happened to those previous women?
Yeah.
You know, that's where I kind of want to know.
Yeah, because the people who work there have no idea who they were, you know, so they don't know if they ended up missing or anything that.
Yeah.
And people are getting ballsy.
Maybe that was just his way of, I don't know, hooking up with women, but it's at the same time, that is a weird-ass way to go about
it. That is a weird because guy.
Because she was even saying he was a decent-looking guy. He could have just put his own profile picture on there and had plenty of women, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
She's like, well, so whatever kind of sting operation this rejected, is.
Clearly, if he's drugging you to take you home.
Yeah, whatever that's kind of, weird. You know.
That's a whole other level of.
That's suspicious.
I don't know. Weird. Whatever kind of plot this is or kidnapping, that's horrible. Weird.
Who knows? You know, I see the story on Facebook sometime. Yeah. About this girl. She was in a mall shopping, walking to her car, and she saw somebody following her. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of like dodging and, you know, kind of taking the long way. But she was like, this guy's following me. So mm-hmm. They got to the parking lot and she was getting closer to her car. So she started videotaping him. Oh. And she's like, hi. She's like, this guy is following me. Did you see that?
I think so.
And she put him on film. She's like, or she was live, or I don't know what it was. But she's like, she's like, this guy's following me and I keep telling him not to follow me, but he just keeps trying to come closer and closer. And then he tried to get in her car and she's like, you're not getting in my car. She didn't even get in her car. She's like, I'm not getting in my car. So she's like, I'm walking back into the mall and this guy is still following me. And he's like, trying to be all cool. Like, come on, Ma. Come on, come on, come on.
I've seen that.
Put your phone down. Come on. Just talk to me. Just talk to me. She's like, no. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. She was being cool, though. She was like, no, dude. No way. She's like, You're following me. And I got you on camera, so.
Yeah, I've seen that video.
And then he was like, give me your phone. Give me your phone. He's like, delete that. And she's like, no, I'm not deleting it. So she finally got into the mall. And I don't even think he made it into the mall because he stopped. Left or something.
Yeah.
But. I mean, that's smart, too.
He's bold.
That's smart.
That's smart for her. But that's what bold. I'm saying, though. It's like, it's 2020 and fucking there's cameras everywhere, you know? Like, there's no way. Like, they have so much technology, everything for shit like that, you know, to where they just don't give two shits. Well, they have no shame in their fucking game doing it now because they know they could get caught any way or the other and they don't give two shits.
Think about when you get into a parking lot, though, at night and you get out your car. That car next to you could grab you right up.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, that's the scariest thing.
You gotta hope they get it on camera.
Yeah, but shit, they hit that highway.
I mean,
gone.
Any justice.
Yeah.
Hopefully the camera.
That's one scary thing too about the highway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Girl. By the time the cops get to where you at, by the time they get an interview, by the time you're gonna be 30, 45 minutes out of the way.
Yes, I would call them, but I would be trying to fucking chase them as motherfucking fast as I can, you know?
True.
Like, I ain't got time to call the fucking police. As you can tell, they had already lost my motherfucking trust.
Shame thing.
You know, so, I mean, I am. I'm not no fucking, I like police and shit. I call them for help, you know, but sometimes they can't just come as fast as my fucking family or somebody else I could call. Because it just doesn't sometimes work like that, you know.
It's good you have that vivid, though.
Yeah.
You know how many videos I've seen of kids run into people's houses? Because they're being chased by somebody or a car's following them. There's videos of many kids just going up to somebody's door and just knocking, like asking for help or catching creepers driving by.
Oh, that little boy, that makes me so nervous. And he was like, no. And he was like throwing stuff at him. And he's trying to get into his door and the door cam
caught
the video. Yeah, the little boy. He just got scared because his car was following him. Oh. And he looked like a 12-year-old kid or so. And he was yelling at them. And throwing stuff at the car and trying to get in the house. And the car, like, finally
gave up?
Yeah, finally gave up or he got in or something. But
yeah.
He rang the doorbell and was screaming. And,
Oh, hell no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes they will just straight come to your door.
That's so sad.
Mm-hmm. It's so sad, right? Mm-hmm. But they're getting brave more. I'm telling you guys.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
It sucks because. Like, I just got Jessica for Christmas some pepper spray and a taser from the little last door.
How funny, I got
she'd be telling
her
us.
Little door alarm, door window alarm.
Really? Cool. Fuck yeah. You know, because. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, you know, like, that's just.
They're just like little alarms that would beep off. Probably, yeah, but it'll.
That's good.
It's gonna work
her. Yeah, her, him. It,
yeah,
it,
anybody. Whatever. And it's like I would like to send my kids to school with at least pepper spray or something like that, you know?
Yeah,
but it's
right.
Like,
no way.
I mean, I trust my daughter, you know, to freaking hide that, keep it away, and only use it for emergencies. Don't tell anybody, you know? But it's like, it sucks, you know? They can't because, you know, some kids walk to school. Some kids don't. Some people, there's bus stops, you know, like things like
can't
that.
Can we just pluck all the predators off?
Yes. Hey, they just ruled that out somewhere, I seen. That they literally Fucking, what do they do? Pretty much like that. You know what you're talking about. Yeah, I forgot what it was.
They cannot be rehabilitated.
Yeah. Hell no.
I have a rebuild.
I would Dexter their asses. We can rebuild.
Dang Dexter.
Hell yeah. Fuck them motherfuckers. I'd Dexter their asses.
Whatever the penalty, it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, true.
Nothing. Yeah, whatever, so pay attention to your surroundings, because...
Yeah. Now more than anything, because people are getting desperate.
Yes, that was the main gist. Let's get that story out, you know? Yeah. Anything can happen.
Because...
Tell that story to your friends. Social media and meeting people online, you better stay away from that shit.
Always, always just be careful.
Yes.
Just be smart.
Be smart.
Because, like you say, it could be a deploy. It could just be one weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah. There's those predators out there everywhere. Just beware.
Yep.
Beware.
Beware. So anyway,
The moral of the story is watch your ass.
Pay attention. Watch your ass.
Yeah.
Wash your ass.
Wash your ass. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. No. Yes.
Just definitely be smart.
Be safe. Be smart.
Safe.
Mm-hmm.
Stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
Beware of your
surroundings.
Surroundings,
follow your instincts. Go with your gut.
Oh, yeah, go with your gut.
Always.
Yep.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Do you want to say follow us?
Yeah, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Voices After Dark Podcast. Email us, voicesafterdarkpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, email us, guys. No one's emailing.
Yeah.
Rude.
I'm not supposed to let them know that. No.
Okay. Edit that out.
There's so many emails.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the emails, guys. Yeah. There's so many.
Like, like and share us.
All right,
guys.
So pay attention to your surroundings.
Stay safe.
Yeah.
Stay blessed.
Bye.